WWE.com today.
Like healthcare, not going to get the high sign from the Senate after all, or is this just more fodder that's being thrown out to feed the masses, more of that red meat to keep people talking about healthcare? Nancy Pelosi says no healthcare deal this year. Meanwhile, in Copenhagen, the climate talks are disintegrating, really, honestly. Talk about deadlocked. It's like nothing I've ever seen. Clashes are erupting outside. You knew there would be some protests, and there have been, but this was the most violent day after 10 days. And this is the critical part of the so-called global warming conference, because this is just 2 days in front of President Obama and 100 other national leaders who are hoping desperately to sign a historic agreement to fight, well, again, what they're calling global warming. And this is the deal. The poorer nations do not want to have this shoved down their throat. They're stalling the talks in resistance to what they see, absolutely, by the efforts of the big bullies, the guys with the money, to impose decisions that are very, very short of commitments to reduce greenhouse gases and to help the countries that are supposedly hurt by this climate change that they're supposed to embrace. So they're supposed to do something about it. They need help. They're not getting the help. So what do you want them to do? And it looked pretty ugly from what I could see with the police, etc. I mean, it was pretty violent stuff. When I say violent stuff, the most that I've seen anyway lately, it reminded me of kind of a throwbacks to the some of the 60s protests. And we'll see when Obama arrives what's going to happen. I have an interesting twist on that about Nancy Pelosi jumping in a jet to go over there as well. Maybe that's why. Okay, got to stall on these healthcare talks. I got to get over to Copenhagen. Let's go out to Dana, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm just so confused.
We're all confused. That's okay to admit that.
Every day it's a whole new world.
It is.
Did you hear on the local news in Dallas-Fort Worth area tonight at 6 that does the sports community has made Tiger Woods the athlete of the decade?
Yes, I mentioned in our last hour that how ironic
is it? I'm sorry, I was like tuning in. And the news commenter sitting there said, yeah, he's the athlete of the decade, both on the course and off the course. I couldn't help but crack up on that one. And, you know, his lovely wife has moved out, and, oh, what a mess. What a mess with that man. And so I need to change my nomination for the Turkey Award.
Uh-huh.
Not only is it Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize, but I got to add Tiger Woods on that. There's just no way escaping this. So I think there should be a tie this year with your Turkey Award between Obama and Tiger Woods.
All right, Dana, I like it. She says Woods and Obama.
I got one more thing, Kate,
okay.
And then I'll go away. I had somebody email to me a picture of a sign outside of a auto parts store in Rockwell. Has the phone number, and the ad says free Nobel Prize with all change. So, there you go, Kate. Have a good night.
Dana, that was worth the wait. I like it. Thanks, my friend. As we let Dana slip away, let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you?
One of the local community newspapers, since your previous caller just mentioned, as a friend of mine calls him, the Tiger.
Yeah, Cheetah Woods.
Yeah, has a picture. Okay, a picture of him, and it has around him him advertising. Okay, I'll just come out and say it, condoms.
Well, he's going to get to the point where all his endorsements are dropping anyway. Maybe that's what's going to happen. He's going to have to go down a level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, and I also heard on CNN tonight that someone asked, okay, if when Tiger starts playing again, golf, I mean.
Right.
Will there be protests? And the person who was being interviewed said, yeah, most likely.
You know, but I don't think there's going to be protests. I just think people will heckle him.
Sure.
On the golf course, he can't control when people yell things out from the galleries. I think that's what's going
right.
to happen.
And unfortunately, what Tiger has done has affected, the PGA Tour. I mean, now, he's not there, so that means people aren't going to buy tickets.
That's right.
And that means less prize money, and that means wherever they're having the tournaments, they won't need as many people, to work or to volunteer or
that's
whatever.
Right.
And I'm thinking, Tiger, pardon my language, but what in Kate Delaney's name were you thinking? That's what I would...
He wasn't thinking. He was thinking with the different equipment.
Down,
he didn't care.
Yeah, or as a friend of mine said, he was thinking down south.
That's right. And
yeah.
Obviously there were things that people didn't know about Tiger Woods. Sam, we're going to let you fly because we're going to go over to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Al, the Tiger Woods jokes abound. You told us a couple of good ones last time that we spoke on the air. Hello.
Hi, I got no jokes tonight, but his wife has filed for divorce. Did you hear that?
I know, and she should. She'll get half. She can go in California.
Do you think she's going to wind up like O.J. Simpson's wife? Because Tiger Woods has got a heck of a temper, right?
Oh, no. I think she'll just skedaddle. She'll take
the
money.
I hope she doesn't wind up like O.J. Simpson's wife, but
no.
I would not be surprised because he's got a heck of a temper.
Well, let's hope not.
And I heard a sociologist say one time that when a black man marries a white woman, she almost becomes his slave. He treats her like a slave. But it was, I didn't call about that. I called about Copenhagen. Obama's going to get on the Air Force One and fly to Copenhagen tomorrow, right?
Right, right.
Okay, now the solution is simple. We've all got to quit having babies until the global population is down to 1 billion. From 8, it's close to 7 billion now. The world population is 7 billion. When it's down to 1 billion, then we can all live close to the equator. We don't need to burn any oil or natural gas to heat our homes. We don't need to have any air conditioning because we can all run around half naked. And we can all live on fruits and vegetables. No meat. We're not allowed to eat good old Texas longhorn beef. Just live on vegetables that we grow in our backyard. We don't need to drive to the supermarket. Don't you think that's the solution?
I hope not. That's not the solution I'd like to see.
Well, that's the one. That's the only one that'll work because, we all, in 12th grade physics, you learned that we cannot create or human beings cannot create or produce matter, right?
Right.
We can only change it. So all of this oil and natural gas that's coming out of tailpipes and smokestacks and chimneys and that, all the good oil, the people that work on the oil rigs and the oil refiners, all they're doing is changing that oil from liquid into tiny little, the stuff that comes out of the smokestacks and chimneys and tailpipes is tiny little molecules or atoms, right? Tiny little
mm-hmm.
particles.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up, they come down, they fertilize the earth. It's all a circle. It's all of these idiots that are screaming, they're screaming that we're destroying the planet. We're not destroying the planet. We're recycling. When you drill for oil, you're recycling it.
That's right, because they don't understand, and that's the key. And you said it the last time when we were talking about, like I said, so-called global warming. Al, thanks. Obama headed to Copenhagen, but for what? I don't think anything is going to come out of Copenhagen, by the way. Just more conversation. Hang around in 3, we'll be back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system.
system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Pleasure to talk to Harry Rinker. He is the guru of all things collectible. What's old is new and vice versa, and family heirlooms and estate sales. It's all so fascinating to me. I'm always curious now what things are worth just because I want to know. Whatever it is that you have, your treasures, he is the guy to talk to. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. 91. You want to hurry up and get on those phone lines so that you can talk to Harry. Harry, who is just back from his trip to Frankfurt, Germany. How was your trip, Mr. Rinker?
Well, I actually had a great trip. We flew into Frankfurt and back, but flew in and out of Frankfurt. We went up to the Erzgebirge Mountains. That's the area south of Dresden, where they make the nutcrackers and the smoking men and the various figurines and Christmas ornaments. And we didn't get up there last year. Last year we were down more towards Munich and the Christmas markets down there. So this was a return to an area that we love much. And it was a great trip. It was expensive.
Yeah.
Much for the dollar against the euro right now.
Right, I bet. So did you pick up a lot of stuff?
It was interesting. Well, normally we would take 2 empty suitcases at least. This year we took one. Part of it, too, is the fact that, you know, I sold the school, so I'm packing up 50,000 objects there. And my wife's famous comment is, you know, if we buy one more thing, we should shoot ourselves. Well, line us up against the wall and call the firing squad.
Because you did.
But it did place a bit of a damper on how we approach things this year, because we have... Yeah, we have so much, and going from a 14,000-square-foot home, because, you know, I lived in a former elementary school,
right,
down to a home with 24,000-square-foot, you know, we don't have room to display what we have already.
Right.
But that, nevertheless, when you're a collector, nothing stops you.
Right.
And so as a result, why we did buy things, but on a much more limited basis. The other thing too is, because of the so-called problems with the dollar against the euro, things are double what we paid for them 3 years ago.
Wow.
And with any collecting is fun when it's affordable, but when it starts to get expensive, you start to think, exactly how much of this do I really need? And we see that happening a lot out there right now in the collecting field, as a matter of fact.
Well, so the good news is that if people have their eye on something that they really want or something they're searching for, there's a good chance you could get it and maybe get a decent price.
Well, first of all, that's exactly right, Kate. The middle and low end of the antiques market has never been more affordable than it is at the moment. The simple truth, and I mean it is a simple truth, is that so a lot of antiques are selling today for what they sold in 1970, 1975, and so the value is definitely out there. The other odd thing is, and I'm sure this is happening in a lot of areas, this crazy inflation business, this crazy recession business, I'm sorry, the high end market's going bananas. I mean, there's no end to what the high end of the market will bring.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
A hawk. The hawk, you know who the hawk is, right?
Right.
The hawk number one comic books just sold for over $100,000.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you hear these numbers out there. Of course, Michael Jackson's glove, what did it bring, $420,000?
Yeah, crazy, yeah.
I mean, so there has to be somebody out there, and it's not Arabic oil money that's doing the buy anymore either, you know. So there are people out there who are successful, who have money, and who are saying, I've never seen more record prices at the high end of the market than right now.
Yeah,
so it's a very strange marketplace. Pretty strange marketplace, and kind of a fun place to be tracking it at the moment. It's an interesting Christmas too. You know, all those years, some of our listeners may not know that, but for many, many years, I used to go out and buy objects and put them away in the closet, and you know, with the idea of trying to predict what's being collectible in the future. I still have not written that column for this year, and I'm debating whether I'm going to or not. I'm getting concerned that a lot of these young people aren't collecting the way we've collected in the past. Although when I was in Germany, I had a chance actually to talk to a number of young people and parents. And strangely enough, toys like Barbie, My Little Pony, Strawberry Shortcake are going bananas over there.
Yeah.
So I mean, you think maybe what I need to do instead of ask American kids what they collect, look at what Europeans and people around the world collect and put that kind of stuff away, because in the long run, that's what people remember.
Yeah, no kidding. That's not a bad idea. Hey, you can join the conversation, 800-259-5791. We're lucky to have Harry with us. Like I affectionately say, is the guru of things collectible. 800-259-5791. I did get a question from here because I was talking about you coming up and the fact that you were going to Germany. And remember, you got a nutcracker, brought a nutcracker back for me at one point, at which I have now displayed in my home. I love it. I've always put it up for the last two Christmases. And I got a question here. I got a question here from Ann Jay, who says, Kate, ask Harry about nutcrackers. Is it popular still to collect nutcrackers?
Well, you know, a lot of collecting is done by what we call type collecting, where somebody would collect nutcrackers or snow globes or any one of the number of things. There's still some interest in nutcrackers, although mostly among older people, not younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
The Erzgebirge nutcrackers are doing, you know, are first of all, the modern ones, the really good ones, are expensive today. You're looking at that nutcracker that you have now is close to $100.
Wow.
So just a mere inflationary cost have taken its value up. I think, again, a lot of this stuff, too, that's another interesting. I talk to these people out there, and I say, I don't see as much of your stuff in the United States anymore. And they said, well, no, we're not shipping as much to the United States anymore. I said, well, where is it going? Well, they said, first of all, as you might suspect, it's going to Japan and China. The people there have money, and they're interested in our things. And then but then the other ones caught me by surprise. He said, first of all, he said, a lot of it's going to Russia.
Wow.
Well, I guess, come on, the industrialists over there, the semi-capitalist economy, there's money over there.
Sure.
And apparently some of them are kind of, the other one which threw me way off base was, he said, there's a growing interest in our stuff in Scandinavia. That's I know there's the global warming conferences up in Copenhagen, and that is an area that I have not been to, oh my gosh, since the 70s. And I'm wondering that maybe I ought to go up there on a trip one of these days and take a look, see about collecting up there, because I think it might be stronger than I thought.
Yeah, okay. So I wanted to tell everybody about the mailbag, too. For people listening to us that haven't heard Harry before, they can send you a picture of what the item is to your mailbag.
Right, exactly. We call the American Night mailbag. It's really very easy.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make it clear that we only answer questions on the air. I don't do personal answers. But if you have a question about an antique or collectible, and what you do is, send me all the information you can about it. The more information, the better. Size, height, what it is, and so forth. Attach your pictures to the email as a JPEG or zip file and send it to Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker at AOL.com. HarryLRinker@AOL.com. Now, the important thing is that you have to start your email, I listen to America Tonight, and give us the name of the station that you're listening on. That way I know to take the email and put it aside so the next time I do an appearance here on America Tonight, I'll answer it here on America Tonight.
Yep, and we will see you again in a couple of weeks, because of course we're
not
going to do
happy holidays, because our next visit is slated for the December 24th or 31st, and those are both big days. So I think I'll see you early next year.
Early next year, exactly. Early next year. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate everything you've done this year. It's been fun to talk to you.
Happy hunting, happy collecting, and don't forget, antiques make great Christmas presents.
Absolutely, Harry. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Harry Rinker. You can catch him on the GCN network, too. Go to GCNlive.com. If you go there, you can look up Harry. He's right there on the rundown, as I call it, and the list of shows. And he's on Sunday mornings. You can always stream it live. He's a really interesting guy, and I've known him now for a couple of years and through this network and another network. And honestly, when you're collecting things, I don't care if it's antique guns or coins or stamps or lunchboxes or toys or whatever. He really is the guru. So take a snapshot, send it to him, and he'll tell you what whatever that item is worth. Coming back on the flip side, one of our senators lashing out at a young flight attendant. We have the details next on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What a barracuda, Senator Chuck Schumer. I'm not talking about the hot air on the Sunday shows or on the Senate floor. I'm telling you that Senator Chuck Schumer called a flight attendant a biatch. Rhymes with which? He said that when he was on a U.S. Airways flight. What happened was the flight attendant asked him to turn his cell phone off right before they were taking off, just like everybody else has to do. And that's when he uttered the obscenity. And there were plenty of people around who knew who Chuck Schumer was and who witnessed what he said. And it's definite. He said it. He reportedly was seated, by the way, next to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the Democrat from New York. And so she made no expression, apparently, but this is what happened. Because so many people knew who he was and it started to get reported, a spokesperson for Schumer had to come out and apologize for him and say the senator made an off-the-cuff comment under his breath that he shouldn't have made. He regrets it. That is so bad. It is so bad because Chuck Schumer is always in everybody's chili about getting along, and he plays the polite society card all the time. I mean, he does. And everybody's got to turn off their phone, Chuck. That's how it works. It doesn't matter that you're a senator. It doesn't matter who you are. You have to turn the phones off. They tell everybody that. And he didn't want to do it. When the flight attendant said it, he said no. But then he ended his call, but then he started to try to argue about it. And he said he was entitled to keep his phone on until the cabin door was closed. And the flight attendant said, no, you have to turn it off when I asked you to do it. That's when we're supposed to do it, before we take off. She said she doesn't make the rules, she just follows them. And he wanted to keep going at it. So I guess he thought he was on the Senate floor. It's not the health care debate. It's your cell phone, Senator, and you have to turn it off. So we thought that we would give him a taste of his own medicine. When you go to the dungeon, you can't use your cell phone. Here's how it works. We throw you in the dungeon. We send you a key. We're going to send a key tomorrow morning to Senator Chuck Schumer. Hey, maybe he's going to be a guest on America Tonight. Boy, we'd have a lot of things that we could talk about on this show. So without further ado, Donovan Mattson, you, of course, have that important key to open the dungeon up and throw him in. So
this
go for
chamber
it.
Has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, that's right. All right, stretch drive time here on the Big Hour of America Tonight. A couple of things to throw down at you. Just got a text message. Yeah, I hate texting and I hate text messages. But if it's something important, and it is important, because a buddy of mine in D.C. who works at the Capitol heard me talking about the healthcare reform in the first hour and saying that it was dead on arrival for Christmas. Now apparently, see, this is, it switches. It switches from, it's like we're writing the final episode of Seinfeld and we keep throwing the pages away. All right, so now the latest is this, that the final health vote could actually still happen. But are you ready? Could come on Christmas Day. Yeah, Christmas Day. Because the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, is struggling to get those 60 votes for the thing to pass. And that's a problem, right, if you do this mathematically. So right now, and what I had heard earlier in the day is it was dead. There was no way. It wasn't going to happen. But they're not giving up, which means, and this says to me, because you want to push that out there that, oh, we're doing everything we can, the nuclear option, that's what they call it, or reconciliation, is definitely a very serious, serious possibility. You know, there you go. You get your 51, and hat in hand, you walk away, even if it's not the way you supposedly wanted this bill to pass. Now, in the bill, it won't include the public option. That's completely off the table. There will be things to reform insurance that would be included in the bill, and there are things that I think that would affect business as well. Plus, I still believe, at least in the current form, even minus the public option, you're still looking at higher premiums. You know, it's going to take time for the legislation to go through and for everything to, governmental-wise, to go through the hoops that you have to go through. So it won't happen overnight if it is voted on. But you can bet that the Democrats would certainly describe it as a victory if it happens. But still, you've got, for the 60, there's too many holdouts right now. I mean, too many holdouts. Unless promises change on the Hill and Joe Lieberman suddenly pulls another 360 and he goes in a different direction. So it's looking like, Joe Lieberman might be on board now. And that's what my text says. Lieberman on board, Kate. With the health care reform. All right, so he might be on board. Public option off the table. So now what happens? And you know what happens is there's still one major hurdle that is being discussed, and it's the abortion funding. This still would set people out, and it still is going to be dicey anyway for that 60 because of that. I mean, you know, the abortion issue and also the Medicare cuts are the two major points of contention that are left. We know that Ben Nelson, the senator from Nebraska, is saying he'd break from party lines to strike down any kind of the bill, to strike it down if it didn't toughen up restrictions to ensure that taxpayer money doesn't fund abortion. He made that pretty clear. He's not going to change on that, the language from that. Then you have the Lieberman factor, which apparently he's changed again. And then you've got Bernie Sanders from Vermont, the independent, who also is dicey as to what he, you know, holding out. He may still hold out. So if you get Nelson on board, you get Lieberman on board, and you get Sanders on board, Man, you are almost there, right? Maybe, can you imagine that? A vote on Christmas Day. All right, we're going to vote on this thing on Christmas Day, and then we're going to get out of here. That's what we're going to do, because we want to get this through. I wouldn't be shocked, I guess, now, because this keeps going back and forth. I had heard it was dead 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, and yet we continue to hear more about the fact that there might be that vote, the critical vote, the vote that matters, the vote that leads to legislation that ends up on the president's desk, that ultimately he can decide if he's going to sign it or not. All right, we move from health care reform, which we're going to let you hear what a couple of senators said today coming up in our next segment. But right now we push that aside for a second and talk about this. The Taliban apparently is going to release a video of a captured U.S. soldier. Boy, you hate hearing stuff like that, right? I went to the movies this weekend and I saw, and this is Hollywood, but I went to the movies and I saw a movie called Brothers. And then in Brothers, one of the guys is in the Army, he's a corporal in the Army, and he gets, or Marines, and he gets captured and just disappears and they think he's dead. I mean, it's got to be the worst feeling ever. So the Taliban say they're going to release this video, and I've seen a picture of it, and it's a U.S. soldier captured in Afghanistan, and Site Intelligent Group, which is a U.S.-based terrorist tracking group, said the media arm of the Afghan Taliban made that announcement on their website. The video is called One of Their People Testified. They didn't name who the American is, but the only known U.S. soldier in captivity is Bowie Bergdahl from Idaho, who disappeared about 5 months ago, if you remember, in Afghanistan, and they haven't heard anything of him since then. He was captured, back in June, we talked about a little bit, near that Pakistan border, and then they released this propaganda video of him a couple of weeks later. And pretty much that was it. He looked scared to death. I mean, of course, you're thinking you might get your head cut off or you don't know what torture or what's going on there. So they've searched for Bergdahl, but it's not known if he's what the deal is. Is he being held in Afghanistan or Pakistan? Because Pakistan is off limits, right, to our forces that are in Afghanistan. And when they captured, remember that reporter from the New York Times, in Afghanistan last year, he was actually taken to Pakistan and held for months there. Eventually, he escaped. In this case, we haven't heard from Bergdahl, so everyone's thinking that the video is probably going to be of him. And can you imagine, after 5 months, if it is him, what that's been like for him? And if the video is saying one of their people testified, imagine what they're trying to get him to say, and I guess ultimately what they're going to do with him. It's got to be an awful situation. And then there's this other story about the Taliban, that they sneak weapons past the U.S. Marines in southern Afghanistan. And we talk about this region all the time, how tough it is, because you only have a few hundred American troops that are there on that border. It's a southern area. It's a major smuggling area. So it leaves open a huge, giant chunk of real estate, desert, that, of course, the Taliban knows it well. They know how, they're like crabs crawling across it. They just feel their way through. So they use that area to shuttle in weapons and fighters from Pakistan. It's about 75 miles north of the border in the Helmand province, and it's one of their key transport areas before the Marines got there. But even since the Marines have been there, they've managed to get past them a couple of times, and this was obviously a big one, but they can only go so far. They can't go into Pakistan. More odds and ends coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, well, Lordy, and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you.
That's pretty interesting stuff when you think of this past year and trying to sum it up, which we're going to do in the first couple days of next week's shows on America Tonight. 2009 was a crazy year. If you go back, even look at politics and some of the things that happened politically, and they released, they being the brains at Yale, the top quotes of 2009. And let me tell you, a couple of the quotes were huge quotes. Like, how about this one from Captain Sully, which was in January when he landed in the Hudson River. Remember the U.S. Airways flight? We're going to be in the Hudson. Remember that? It was just so matter-of-fact. Hey, we're going to be in the Hudson. Then there was Joe Wilson when he shouted back at Barack Obama's address before the joint session of Congress on September 9th when he screamed out, "You lie." Remember the reverb after that? Then, of course, I love this one. The, there's probably many, many more, too, that we could come up with. But if you go to AmericaTonight.net, we've got a thing called Blunder of the Day, and there's also what you missed on the show, too, by the way, some of the interviews and things that we've done. But I thought this was great. The balloon bust, that's what it was. And the quote from the balloon hoax back on October 15th was this: You guys said that we did this for the show. That was Falcon Heaney during an interview on CNN about his parents' balloon hoax. Man. And then this was one of my favorites, and we had a field day with this here. On June 22nd, remember the spokesperson, a.k.a. idiot, for South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, who everybody was talking about, where is Sanford, where is he? And he said, the governor is hiking the Appalachian Trail. I think that was the worst ever. And actually, better than quotes, the best, the worst ever cover-up story. He's hiking the Appalachian Trails, what, thinking that, okay, well, no one's going to know you're there. How can they prove that? And, of course, really, we know the whole story. He was in Argentina. And then this was one of my favorite ones, too. And this happened during a CNN interview in May. It was Jesse Ventura who said this. You give me a waterboard, Dick Cheney, in 1 hour, and I'll have him confess to the Sharon Tate murders. Because there were people, you know, the whole waterboarding thing, which was so, I thought, out of control, ridiculous. And first of all, it wasn't even done at Guantanamo, by the way. You know, the secret, wink, wink, prisons? That's where that happened, but okay. So the whole deal about how many times Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded and how inhumane it was, and it does it simulate drowning? What does it feel like? Some talk show hosts tried it on themselves, had people drop water on them, basically simulate waterboarding and how big that was. And talk about blunders. This was one that we talked about, too. Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift's acceptance speech at the MTV Video Music Awards, which we could care less, right? Really, guys? Come on about that. But the fact that he got up there and was trashed out of his mind, he gets up there and says, I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time, one of the best videos of all time. What was he thinking? Why would someone put that on themselves? Effectively, he canceled his tour because he couldn't tour after that. Everybody in the music business was just bombarding him as a result. So I think some of the quotes they picked out were actually pretty good. The You Lie one, that was pretty darn good. The Sully one was, I think, probably too. And then there are so many others we could throw in there. Maybe that's why Tiger Woods is in hiding. He doesn't want to be quoted. If he's going to be quoted, it's just going to be the quotes from the website with his little release that I'm indefinitely suspending golf. I'm indefinitely suspending myself from golf. I'm not going to go out and play anymore because he's just too busy wrapped up in other things, like supposedly trying to work out his marriage. However, his wife is saying that's pretty much over with. What was your favorite quote, Donovan? You're a big reader because you don't watch The Tube, which I actually applaud you for. Of all the ones that I went through, what do you think was the best one?
I really like Captain Sully's quote because it really puts into stark relief why these guys get paid what they do.
You know, oh, absolutely.
You don't really need a pilot to take extraordinary measures. And it's one of the most boring jobs and imaginable, really, until something goes wrong. And then all of a sudden, you want the right guy in the cockpit.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know what's interesting, too, about Sully? I was away when this happened. I think I've told this on the air before. And I woke up, turned on the TV, saw it, and said, you got to be kidding. A plane went down in New York. And I didn't know, because I hadn't seen the whole story yet. But the fact that there's never been a successful water landing, I mean, how many people realize that? You know, when they tell you, in case of a water landing, well, there's never been a successful water landing. That was the first one. Really puts that into perspective, too, that it just all things were right when he landed that, because there could have been something in the Hudson that would have gotten in the way. There, he could have been, in this case, as you know, because we've had so many of our experts on, whether it's Denny Kelly who flies or whether it's DJ Frost, who's a pilot, an international pilot, and he's flown domestically and flown that same route before. As both of them said, there's just no way because the planes are all electric now. I mean, everything is computer. It's all computerized now, not electric. It's not like the cars. It's computerized. So if it wasn't, there's a chance that that landing wouldn't have been successful. How odd, because then in the other cases, we've seen problems because of computer failure, but that was a case where it worked out certainly for all those, for all of those people on that plane. Something that they'll never forget, a huge moment. All right, this is interesting, too. Now, we're talking about this Copenhagen stuff and what's going to come out of there, which I don't think anything's going to come out of there. But Vice President Biden, he's been kind of silent lately. You notice that? He mentioned briefly in an appearance that he made just the other day that he's projecting that the number of U.S. homes with what he's calling smart meters will jump from about 8 million to 40 million by 2015. That's pretty fast because we're already going into 2010, right? So the transformation to the clean energy economy is what Biden's saying. He's saying the Recovery Act's going to fund these smart meters in these homes. And as of January, 8 million will have the meters. They track energy usage by month, week, and even the hour. And he's saying that through a mix of public and private investments, he noticed the private investment, the number of homes would skyrocket. We'd have to have massive private investments. See, this is the problem with the pushing the green thing, is a lot of this you cannot afford. What the criticism has been is that in California, where some people are using these meters, as they say, they don't accurately measure power usage, and their installation costs have increased utility bills. I'm going green, but I can't afford it. I got to get a fifth job now so that I can pay for that. So they're funding 877 sensors on these transmission systems to improve the reliability. And they've got 160, they had 160 in place when Obama took office. So they're trying to make it work anyway and saying it's the largest single investment in home energy efficiency in U.S. history. And it's going to weatherize the homes of a lot of low-income Americans by retrofitting it by the end of the year, as long as they don't have to pay for it. Recovery Act, by the way, is $23 billion for renewable power generation. And then here we go again. It's supposedly going to create 2,300 jobs and double that energy production from solar, wind, and geothermal sources by 2012. It makes me very nervous when they say geothermal sources by 2012. None of us are going to be able to sell our houses, so I hope that you really like the house you're in right now, because if you have to retrofit everything, I'm not kidding you, you're going to have to really start looking through Craigslist for that fifth job. No joke.